The number of foreign private military contractors in Pakistan has risen dramatically in the last few months. But do thousands and thousands of armed men on Pakistan's roads really add to security in the country? And we're now joined by our correspondent Aliona Minkowski, who's in Washington, D.C. Hello there, Aliona. So what can you tell us about this situation?
Thanks, Yulia. Well, that's the question that people are asking is, can they actually give more security in the country? Because at this point, these private military contractors are becoming better known for stirring up trouble than actually doing any good, especially if we look at examples from Iraq, because these private employees are not subject to the same rules that military personnel are. And allegedly, some of them that are getting contracts in Pakistan are for targeted assassination projects. But one of the questions that we really have to ask here is, how far-reaching is this war in Afghanistan becoming? A lot of people have already nicknamed it the AFPAC war, and this information that we're discussing today makes that seem like more of a reality. And here to talk about it with me is RT contributor and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Wayne, thanks for joining me today. Now, first, I just want to get the record straight. How many private contractors are there already in Afghanistan at this point? Do you know?
Well, they say there's actually more private contractors in Afghanistan.
I meant Pakistan.
Oh, in Pakistan. Well, in Pakistan, of course, there's a recruiting effort. I've been told by private military contract sources that a former British SAS officer is now basically putting ads in local newspapers in Pakistan looking to rent compounds for this influx of private military contractors. Three former retired Pakistani generals are also giving speeches, including some who worked for ISI, the Inter Service Intelligence Agency, stating that they see these vehicles now in Islamabad without license plates. They see private military contractors in the area. Same thing in Peshawar in the north.
Do we know where they're recruiting the people from to work for these companies?
Well, many of them are between contracts. A lot of them are found in other countries, for example, Thailand and the Philippines, waiting to be called. Some of them are here in the United States. Others are in Britain. So they're just waiting for the contracts to be let to flood into Pakistan.
Now, how can we look at this, though? Because obviously at this point the U.S. wouldn't send troops into Pakistan, but is this an excuse of working around that by sending these private military contractors in instead?
Obviously, it's to keep the non-uniformed people out of Pakistan, but as we know, there's a very close connection between companies like what's called Blackwater, now Z, and the CIA, so it looks like they're just waiting for the green light to actually go in. Some of them are already there. The advance teams are already in Pakistan.
So we can expect, are you saying, troops there possibly sometime in the future if they're already starting with these contracts?
Well, that's, of course, always a distinct possibility. Some of these private military contractors kind of are in a gray area. Some are actual military reservists who work for these companies full-time. So where you draw the line between the private contractors and the military reservists, that's a very fine line, very blurry line, in fact.